Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to the Women's Forum. In today's program, I'm speaking with three women from ZANU-PF, the MDCN and the MDCT, basically to look at what has been happening today as you went to the polls to vote for or against the draft constitution. And my first guest tonight is Ms. Opam Chinguri of ZANU-PF. Ms. Mchinguri, can you just give us a rundown of what the situation is on the ground in Manicaland where you are, in particular looking at women and how the patterns have developed during the day? Did they come to vote in their numbers?
I want to say with confidence that the numbers that have been pouring into various centers has been really alarming, contrary to what we have been told 2 days ago, that most people are going to boycott because there is a feeling that we rushed the process. Some were saying also that it was not necessary to go for this referendum, considering that there was general agreement that the three political parties, various interest groups were in agreement. And people were convinced their issues had been taken on board. So we were surprised by 7 o'clock in the morning when we visited various booths. There were long queues. And this was not the situation in Mutare where I'm based, because I'm receiving reports from all over Manicaland from our JOMIC teams. We are very happy that the voting is also very peaceful. We have not had any incidents of violence. People, women are very happy that the issues which they raised during the consultation processes found their way into the draft constitution, particularly where it concerns the issue of human rights. We saw a whole section that is devoted to the women's rights and also their political and economic and social rights being adequately articulated within the draft constitution itself.
My name is Sally Dura. I'm a feminist and a women's rights activist in Zimbabwe. I went to vote at a polling station called Town House. My experience in the voting process was that it was clear in terms of directions and signs that were put on by ZEC. I only saw a handful of women, but the explanation could be that since it was just after 7, women have gender roles to play at home before they begin to engage into civic activities such as voting. In my women's movement position, I'm the Harare chairperson for the Women's Coalition of Zimbabwe. So through interaction with my membership and other women that I work with, we have encouraged women to vote by highlighting to them the clauses of the draft constitution, why it is important for women to go and vote yes. I'm also the national chairperson for Youth Forum, and with the youth movement and through our membership that is nationwide, we have encouraged young people to go and vote. And then personally, as I was from the polling station, I passed through my hair salon and spoke to a handful of hairdressers who had not gotten an opportunity to engage with the processes, so they were not understanding what was happening in the referendum and why they were supposed to go and vote. So I went through a briefing with them in terms of the positives of the draft constitution, which is the recognition of the women's rights, the clause on equal participation of women in leadership position and governance, and issues around dual citizenship, as well as the positioning of the gender commission. Most of them were convinced, and as I speak to you right now, they are already on their way to go and cast their yes vote.
My name is Mrs. Thandiwe Mlilo. I'm in Berengwa South District. I'm the national chairperson of the Women's Assembly. I have managed to teach the women of Zimbabwe to go and vote yes, because the constitution is right for the women. I'm at the church and I have encouraged all of them to go and vote.
Thank you, Ms. Mchinguri, Ms. Dura and Mrs. Mlilo, for coming onto the Women's Forum. It's much appreciated. We all await anxiously the results of the referendum. Have a pleasant evening.